I hate her. I hate her. She probably hates me, too. God knows you are not supposed to hate anyone, but I do. You ever wonder why women act the way they do? Make the decisions they make? I never did until I met Eric Jackson at my new job. I was introduced to him by a strange new coworker, Kathy Ames, a very skinny woman with big glasses and bad teeth, but she seemed nice enough. She was giving me his bio before I was able to sit at my new desk. It was very obvious that if she could have him, she would. Kathy was going on and on about Eric, how he is so good-looking, young, and responsible, and has a wife named Ursula and a son, Stacy. He is one of the supervisors here, and you will probably be working on his project. Okay, where is he? Girl, let me see. As she kept peeping in and out of the room, she looked like a cartoon mole. Yep, he is out there. Girl, let's go. She grabbed my hand and took me down one of the many aisles in the office. First cube, empty. Second, empty. Eric Jackson, this is Vanessa Irvin. This is her first day. Our eyes shouldn't have met the way they did. It should have been professional. But he was fine. Tall, ex-basketball player, and a cue dog. Man, I love the cues. Trying to keep my eyes focused on his, he told me what he was working on, and I was trying to pay attention. No luck. Now, he was married, and I was engaged at that time to a down-low brother. We will discuss him later. After a while, Kathy, Daryl, another co-worker, Eric, and I started to go to lunch together from time to time. Eric always looked mad to me. I thought he didn't like me. I heard later that was so far from the truth. I heard from Daryl that there was a whole discussion about me among the menfolk in the office. Guys. Once Eric and I started working on his many projects, we started a friendship. Eric was so captivating. I loved talking to him because we could talk about anything. Everything. Old school music, back in the day mama stories, sex, anything. He was the best storyteller and was becoming a very good friend. We decided to go to lunch one day, just us, because for some reason nobody was around, and that was when it all happened. I knew that his wife better not ever mess up, or someone would be there to clean up. I was thinking, how could a woman have a man as handsome, smart, just beautiful, and always look sad and mean? I never asked him about his wife, and he never asked about my fiancé. Just us and in the moment. We ate, I think, and all I wanted to do was to kiss him. I was sitting there thinking, damn, he does his lips like LL Cool J, and look at me with his sexy eyes. Man. However, he was married, and I was committed. Yeah, committed. As the years passed, we kept in touch by instant messenger. I said the past. And emails. I was married to Mickey and was trying to keep that together. Mickey was a mistake. I knew it when I married him. The pastor knew it. My besties knew it. Why do we still walk in the fire knowing it is hot? He was a slender, slightly feminine man, very metrosexual. But he was funny as hell, and we did have fun. Mickey came into my life after being divorced for 2 years. I soon found myself in a situation with the new hubby. He liked men. And women. And hitting my 10-year-old son. First of all, we've discussed these three things before getting married. Why do people lie? I knew I had to end it, or I am going to jail.